Now, most people don't think about that. But we've actually had somebody affected that we're praying for where this kind of thing has happened this week. We've had a wild week around here. But it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, you don't have to be, it makes sense to realize I cannot walk into a place and get an exam for a baby that I want if in that place they make a decision to say some babies aren't babies. So you need to really pray about having a Christian or someone who at least have Judeo-Christian beliefs. And there are other nations where they would not. There are other religions that would not kill their own babies. So you need to make sure that this person is agreement that abortion is murder. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, some, what if I got to change? If you got to change your doctor, change your doctor. It's okay to say, you know what? I can't give money to you. These political things aren't little. When there are people fighting that tax money does not go for abortions, it's not just somebody trying to be greedy and hurt anybody. It's somebody saying, I do not want my money paying to murder somebody. It's that plain and simple. And we need to scream about it because what the media has done, because the enemy has gotten hold of the media, is tried to make that a non-issue. The media is trying to make abortion a non-issue. And they're trying, and they've already made homosexual issue on the side of good and normal. But we need to change that as believers who care about our nation and care about our own families, but also care about these people who are buying into lies and idolatry. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is also important that we become serious in our prayer life, but in how we spend our finances and in who we vote for and in every area where we are saying, if God says, if I give the tithe, which by the way, please don't leave without giving the tithe. If God says, where you give the tithe, you stop the devourer, right? If he says, your money shows in the spirit realm who you belong to, right? Well, how much do you think your money going to abortion, your money going to anything that's against God and his word, how do you think that looks in the spirit realm? What doors is that opening? Boy, this is preaching to myself. This is serious stuff. Be sober. Let's wake up. Let's say, Lord, help us. Lord, help us to real. Do you know how much the Christians who really do believe the Bible, even if they don't say that much, do you know how much impact they would make on our entire nation if they would rise up and be Christian? I say, you know what? You endorse this? Not watching this. Maybe I'll have to change some of the things I'm watching. Take away those magic numbers that make them get big advertising bucks. Pray for that myself. I don't need to see it and hear it. I already know it's crazy out there. I'm not going to finance it. Just ask the Lord, make it real for you. Let's become those who are led by the Spirit, but realize if I give my 10% and it says in the spirit realm, devour, you can't touch my stuff. How much does my dollar going to something that promotes unbiblical stuff affect me and my family? Oh, they are not going to like to hear this one. Now listen, because Romans 1:21, because knowing God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but they became vain in their reasoning, and their undiscerning heart was darkened. So if we don't acknowledge God, if we're not thankful for God, if we don't understand his ways, then our reasoning becomes vain. In other words, our reasoning, our intellect is no longer used for what God created to be used for. It's now under the control of the enemy. And in that place, our heart becomes darkened, which means demonic spirits are able to get into our heart and bring us into deception and darkness. He goes on, they profess to be wise, but they're fools. They change the glory of the incorruptible God into a likeness of an image of corruptible man, birds, four-footed animals, and creeping things. Because of this, okay, because of being ungrateful, unthankful, even for anything that you might feel is inconveniencing you. When we become ungrateful and unthankful and we don't glorify God and we don't understand who He is in creation, we don't understand how powerful He is. The Bible says our reasonings become vain and our hearts become darkened because we're not discerning truth. We're not recognizing truth. We're falling right into the lies of the enemy. And He says, because of this, God gave them up to impurity of lust of their hearts and their body to be dishonored among themselves, who changed the truth of God into the lie and worshiped and served the created thing more than the Creator, our Creator who is blessed forever. We need to stop a minute. And this is not talking about blatant sexual sin that everybody likes to label. This is talking about a heart that's been darkened and reasoning that's become vain because we do not recognize who God is. We've tried to make Him who we want Him to be. We're not thankful towards Him. We're not glorifying Him. We're not understanding the Godhead and the power of it. And so because of this, many of us in our past, some of you still struggle with it. Many of your children, because the iniquity line goes through generations. Some of you, that's why we don't judge. If there was a strong spirit of impurity and perversion in your family line, and you weren't even born yet, well, it's not a blame thing, but it is a spiritual law that God set into motion and gave covenants and His Holy Spirit on us and everything, and Jesus paid to break the power of it. Everything that can be done to set us free has been done. We just have to enter into it. But there is a spiritual law that says that that wickedness and that impurity is going to affect the generations after you. So we ask the blood of Christ to cover us, and we repent of our sins. We repent of our idolatry. We repent of not recognizing God and His Lordship. And we ask God to set us free and heal us. And then when something in us tries to give us a hard time, don't identify with it. Kick it out in Jesus' name. And it's not something you've already done or you'd already be free. It can go deeper. It can be one little tiny itsy-bitsy thing holding it on, saying, yeah, but you know this isn't convenient. You know. How do you know? Do you say, oh, that's not convenient? Do you think that, oh, this isn't convenient? If you live with the thinking, is this convenient or not convenient, then you need to repent of this. Oh, there's no such thing as convenient or inconvenient. There's only such thing as being led of the Spirit of God and in His will at every moment of time. Well, that's not convenient for me. Well, I'm not asking you if it's convenient for you. I'm asking you, does the Holy Spirit want you to do it? You need to say that to yourself. What does God want me to do? Do you understand what I'm saying? This convenient and inconvenient thing that's all over our country, it leads us instead of the Holy Spirit leading us. It leads us. This isn't convenient. Therefore, I'm not going to do it. Where convenience has nothing to do. What's convenient? Who cares? That's of another kingdom. There's no such thing as convenient or inconvenient in the kingdom of God. I want you to say that. There is no such thing of convenient or inconvenient in the kingdom of God. There's just Spirit-led. There's just Spirit-led. There's just Spirit-led. If I'm led from convenience or inconvenience, I am serving the God that actually puts babies in fire, whether I've ever done it or not. Even if I've completely not agreed with it, I'm still serving the same God behind it. Do you get this? And that opens the spirit of death over your families. Jesus Christ wants to break the power of that. He wants it free. There's a repentance in God. That's what's so awesome. There is a repentance in God. What does repentance mean? I get it now. I don't agree with this. I get it. God, I don't care. I'm just going to trust You with this, and I'm turning from this, and I'm breaking the power of this in Jesus' name. I'm not blaming anybody or anything. I am walking away from this curse over my life, over the life of my children, over this thing that tries to pull my kids and pull my life into fear and keep you in fear when you're pregnant. Always wondering, the enemy tormenting you, trying to make you afraid. Okay, Romans 1:26. Because of this, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, even to the point of females changed their natural use to the contrary to nature, and likewise males also forsaken the natural use of the female, but burned in their lust towards one another, males with males working out shamefulness and receiving back within themselves the reward which is fitting for their error. Let me go further. There is so much playing with lesbianism and homosexuality. Things people never thought they would do. Places, lines they have crossed. So much shame. It's still part of the same thing. It's still part of the same thing. It can be part of the same thing of what, you know, wanting to live for leisure, what's convenient, getting so messed up in what we're following. So much messed up in perversion and the enemy pulling us into these things. And we're not going to get into all this tonight, but we'll need to do a spiritual side on homosexuality at some point and these things. And even if it was a very, any time it's going to be a very needy place and a very wounded place that would take you there. But you need to stand there if that's ever happened, and you need to break the power of that shame and confess it to at least one other person who you can trust, who can pray for you and break the power of it and lose its hold. But you need to recognize, I was in this pattern in Romans. I was not recognizing God for God. I wasn't thankful. I had gotten hurt. The enemy wounded me. But thank God for the cross. Thank God for the cross. You don't know that you're not pulled into that stuff because iniquity in your family line that nobody talked about. You don't know that you didn't judge. Do you understand? It's not about what you've done or haven't done. It's about what God has set you free from, but you have to face it and recognize it and hate what God hates, and that's not you. That's not another person. It's what Satan has done with people. What he wants to do with your children. What he wants to do with your children's children. And all God is saying, quit agreeing with the lies. How do you know if you agree with the lie? You have self-hate. Self-hate is an agreement with the lie. You have condemnation. Satan's still condemning you. Why? Why is he condemning you after all this time and all this teaching? Finally ask God, what is it that I will not boldly take to the throne, confess, and deal with and hate? What lie? For some of you, I know it seems crazy, but God likes to go deep. Some of it is just the convenience thing. It's, I believe, if two people came in an agreement for an abortion for convenience, they could separate years later. If a girlfriend came in agreement with you for an abortion, if a parent came in agreement with you for abortion, there can be soul ties there to open up their stuff to come into your life, which can lead to all this other stuff. Is you're all looking, it's so somber in here, but it is a heavy topic. But is this kind of breaking some stuff loose in your thinking and areas to really cry out, repent, and help and have compassion for? We have an entire culture that is preaching this. We have politicians that is making murder legal. We have such confused media. Do you understand what I'm saying? We live in a very perverted, perverted, corrupt world. And we want to raise godly children in that. But what do? We try to take them to church. We try to do the good things. And all that is good. But it still sometimes doesn't seem to work, does it? Because we have to break the spiritual bondage that Satan has used in our lives. By facing it, separating from it, telling it has no authority, and bringing the blood of Christ in there. And then we stand and we take authority. We don't buy the lies that we are selfish. We don't buy the lie. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. There's no room for selfishness. We don't buy the lies. If we hear ourselves saying, well, this is inconvenient, we say, well, wait a minute. What does that have to do with a hill of beans? I'm going to do what God wants me to do when he wants me to do it. I'm going to do it how he wants me to do it. The word inconvenient is not in my vocabulary. The word yes, God, is in my vocabulary. this thing about these reprobate things and coming in agreement with that, or even somebody knowing that and coming in agreement with that, it can keep soul ties. It can keep a spirit of wickedness operating. It can keep you having dreams about people you shouldn't be having dreams about. It can keep somebody as your judge. If somebody knew this about you and used that to make you feel like you deserved to be treated bad, held it over your head in any way, shape, or form, then that could keep that connection there. God wants you to bust loose out of all of it. If you had an abortion and you're a saved believer today, you can know this. That baby is growing up in heaven, and you're going to have somebody there who's cheering you on, who's going to know everything about your life you did for God and be so excited to come face to face with you one day. Because you've been bought by the blood of Christ. And you're going to count it all joy. But what we're here tonight for, not only to see that healed, if it hasn't been healed in you, I don't know if we can get to all that tonight, but to see you free from the curse of death and the curse of condemnation and the curse of not being able to parent led by the Spirit of God. Okay? Some of you can't parent led by the Spirit of God because of the God of inconvenience or convenience, Moab. And it could go back to abortion in your family line. It could go back to somebody making you feel like you were an inconvenience. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you can't understand, why can't I do this right? I try. What's going on? Why is this fear? Lots of stuff to renounce. Okay. Romans 1:28. And even as they did not think fit to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to reprobate mind to do the things not right. And I think we have teaching on reprobate, and they're back there. There's a lot of teaching on some of these things. Now listen to this. Having been filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, iniquity, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, evil habits, whisperers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, proud, braggers, devisers of evil things, disobedient to parents. This almost sounds like the resume for the kids in the American school system, a lot of it. It's sad. It's what the enemy has done when we change the image of God and made him whoever we want him to be. And when we come in agreement with that, even however we do that, through our voting, through what we watch on television, through what entertainment we listen to, and knowing the righteous order of God, that those practicing such things are worthy of death, not only those who do them, but even those who approve of such practices. Now remember, this practice wasn't just about homosexuality, was it? It's amazing how this is preached as if God is just upset with homosexuals. No, God is saying, when you do not understand who he is and serve him and love him and understand his ways and die to all other gods, then you are going to see in your life as reprobate, as far, as hard as it is to believe when you look at nature and what God has created, you will actually begin to believe a lie that women with women for sexual purposes is from God and men with men for sexual purposes for God. And I don't even think Paul could even understand the transgender thing. I mean, I don't even know that they could even... Paul didn't even seem to be able to get, also, there's going to come a time when they're going to make a man into a woman and convince her she was a woman, and make a woman into a man and convince them they're a man, and make society agree with that, and doctors agree with that, and pretty soon you won't know if you're dating a man or a woman or who's who, and you don't know what's what, and they're going to do body parts, and there's going to be womb, you'll say you'll sign your body parts over for science or whatever, next thing you know, they're using your womb to put in a man, to have a man get a baby, and all this crazy, crazy Frankenstein, worse than Frankenstein kind of stuff, which is happening now on planet Earth. And we wonder. We wonder why there's judgment. We wonder why God's coming back. We wonder why it's so hard to see our children raised to know and love God. I'm telling you, folks, we have got to become really spiritual. We have got to wake up. We have got to separate from what the enemy is saying about us. Tell him to his face, he is a liar. Recognize that we want God as Lord and break the power of this cycle of evil.